We're now joined by head coach John Cowling of the Trenton Lady Bulldogs. They continue to play very sharp softball here to start the season. They are 6-0, four wins last Saturday, a win on Tuesday. Barely got it in before the rain came pounding down. Went to a Maysville last night, got a victory over the Lady Wolverines. Coach, the thing that I took out of that game is what you sent me after the fact, where you said, you know, the fact that we're pitching well and we're playing defense well is what has you most encouraged week in.
Yeah, because if you can do those two things and keep the other team off the scoreboard, then you've got a good chance to have some success every game. And so far, we've done a good job of doing that.
And there's also the fact, too, and this is what we've seen over the last couple off seasons. There are pitchers out there. There are not a ton of them, but there are pitchers out there who are capable of slowing down our offense over seven innings.
Yeah, and we saw it on Tuesday night. We felt pretty good coming out of Cameron on Saturday. We put a lot of runs up on the board in those four games, and Sammy Bradshaw came in, and we really only had one decent inning where we got to her, and that can happen at any time, and we just have to continue to have good at-bats and continue to do the little things like we did on Tuesday night to score.
Is there something that the girls have in their gut? Because, you know, certainly when I was putting the story together Wednesday, you know, put it on the air, put it on our website, everything kind of opened up when you got that fielding error. If there's two outs and nobody on base in the third inning, I don't know if you score, but with a runner on first and one out, then they hit Ainsley, you completely turn the inning around.
Yeah, and especially with someone like Chandler on the bases, where we feel confident that she can steal a base against anybody. Last night against Maysville, it took a perfect throw, a throw that actually took the fielder into Chandler to throw her out. And otherwise, we feel good about her base running abilities, and we do a really good job of capitalizing on other teams' mistakes. And we were fortunate to get a break early in the Putnam County game, and that got us what we needed.
Defensively, you made some pretty big switches in the offseason. You move Macy to short. You move Mike over to third. I think I love that move. I think Mike is a great third baseman. And you put Whitaker out in center. Were those moves made with the thought process that we need to get better defensively, or did you just kind of look at it before the season and say, where can we be the best at those positions?
Well, it all started with Macy, and she's just such a talented player, a talented defender, and when you look at our defensive stats at the end of the year, she had 19 opportunities, and she's probably going to get that here in the next week or so, already moving to shortstop. And you know, you saw it Tuesday night. She goes deep into the hole at shortstop. There aren't very many girls that can get to that ball and almost gets an out at second base, where most of the time the ground ball ends up in left field. And then Mike is a little more comfortable at third base, and I think Lexi's more comfortable in center field. And with Lexi in center field, we just gain so much range. If there was one outfielder, you know, in this part of the state who could cover an entire outfield by herself, it would probably be Lexi Whitaker. And like you said, Micah's hands are just tremendous at third base, and her ability to cover the bunt and just her overall instincts there. She's just seems like a natural third baseman to me.
She made a force out, I think, was it Tuesday or was it at the Cameron tournament, where she was just on that plate like she was shot out of a cannon. And literally I said, there's maybe two or three third basemen in the state that are going to take that force play at second, and she did. I thought it was a tremendous defensive play.
I think it was Tuesday night against Putnam, where she was able to get to the ball quickly and still throw the runner out at second, which you don't see from a lot of third basemen, just because of the amount of distance they have to cover to get to a bunt. And she's done it a couple of times so far. I made the comment that against Savannah in our very first game, she and Ainsley were almost like sharks in the water. Anytime there was a bunt down there, they were both just pouncing all over it, and you almost expect to see a fight between the two because they both want it.
Well, and the thing that impressed me about that play by Mike is, and it shows her softball savvy, and we know she comes from a softball family, if she hesitates for a quarter second on that play, she doesn't get that force out.
She doesn't, and I haven't talked to the girls, but we work on that a lot in practice, where our catcher, you know, Salem is back there communicating and giving those fielders a good idea if they can actually make that play. And if she's yelling too, the girls don't hesitate. Ainsley will just pick the ball up and fire, or Michael will pick the ball up and fire at the second. And that's just the experience that these girls have of playing with each other and knowing what each other can do on the field.
Obviously, I would have loved to have been in Maysville. I said the same thing to Coach King after the volleyball match last night. I wish I could have been three places at once last night.
Yeah.
Fortunately, that's not the way my job works. But I didn't get a chance to see Maysville, but I know they're getting better year by year. You know, they rebuilt a little bit from their state championship team of 3 years ago, but to beat them 9-0 on their field, coach, and not really have that big inning to just blow it open, that sounded like just a really impressive effort by your team.
We did, and, you know, I think we're still feeling the effects of Saturday, the heat that day, and just the length of the day. We weren't necessarily sharp again at the plate, but we did what we had to. We took advantage of a couple of their mistakes, and I kind of felt like, at least offensively, we kind of, after Salem hit that shot in the first inning, we relaxed, and we almost put it on cruise control, I felt like. But Maysville is a much better team. You can see it in their defense and in their pitching. Their pitcher was much better than what we've seen in the first 2 years that we've played them in the conference, and their right fielder had an amazing game last night. Made, I think, four really good catches that kept us from making that 9-0 deficit even more, and I think you're going to see them win a lot of games in the GRC this year.
Was there a sense after you got that 3-0 lead on Tuesday of how close the rain was and you really wanted to get that game in? Did you kind of hustle things along pretty good?
You know, the umpires were talking to the girls about it, and they were only allowing three pitches, but I think it goes back to what we talked about with the girls. It was just a well-played softball game. It was a pitcher's duel, and you know, everybody was into it, and there was just a good flow to the game. And I'd really like to see more games like that where we don't play for 2 hours. You know, last night, I think it was almost a two-hour ball game by the time the varsity game was over. And I think when you have two good teams like us and Putnam County going at it, you're going to see more games like that this year.
It didn't hurt your feelings to get it in because you got a win and you didn't have to replay anything.
Right, and it felt like deja vu where 2 years ago they came over here and we got, I think, one inning in, and the rain, same type of storm opened up, and they came back a couple of weeks later and we finished it on maybe even a Wednesday night. So you're right, it was good to get that game in. We don't want to be behind this early in the season.
I've heard good things from Coach Hall up at Princeton. Younger team this year, so I think they might be building a little bit more than where they want to be here maybe in a couple of years. But they got a good freshman pitcher in the Crone girl, and they have speed. And as like I told her earlier in the week, too, if you're playing Trenton, if you can put the ball in play and put some pressure on the Bulldogs' defense, that's going to work for them. You can't teach speed.
No, you can't. And you're right, they are young. I think a freshman pitcher and a sophomore catcher. And I know that the Batson girls are a tremendous player, plays with a lot of our girls in the summer. And we're going to have to be on our toes. We're going to take today off, partly because of the rain and partly just to get the girls an extra day because we'll come in and practice on Monday. But I think you're going to see the team, our girls, be ready for every conference opponent. And a team with a lot of speed is going to be a good test for us because we haven't really run into that yet.
That's head coach John Cowling of the still unbeaten Trenton Lady Bulldogs. We will have the game Tuesday night. That's at 5:30 out at Griffin Field, just across the lot here from C.F. Russell Stadium on Z101.7. Coach, congrats on the start and the win last night, and we'll see you again next Tuesday.
All right. Thanks, Tom.